Look at all the world and love it. Look at all the world and love it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the thought for today. Look at all the world and love it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ellen was reading a book by Caesar, and Caesar is the dog whisperer. And as she was reading the book, she was learning about some negative things in the dog culture society. And she thought to herself, oh, that's terrible, that's terrible. And she came to me and she says, that's terrible. And I said, Ellen, when you read about it, did you say, I surround you with my pure white light of love and all is in divine order? Did you say all is in divine order as you read about that thing that made you think it was terrible? And as you said, all is in divine order, did you see all in divine order? Did you see everything taken care of perfectly now and in a beautiful way? No, I didn't. She said, I forgot. Yeah, we all forget too easily. We all forget too easily to look at the world and love it. We look at the world, whatever may come up, and we may have attitudes about it, values about it, morals about it, conditions in our thinking about it. Well, immediately we execute those attitudes, morals, and thinking about it as being done right now. All is in divine order right now. Now, what is divine order? Well, we think we know, but we don't really. What is divine order? Divine order is that which is harmonious and good and beautiful. That which is the fulfillment of the original purity and integrity of any circumstance. That which is the outpicturing of that which is within each one of us. Now, did Ellen, in reading those stories, the ones that might have been considered negative, did she see them as negative, or did she see them as, all is in divine order? And don't judge them, just let them go. All is in divine order. And you put the cause in motion, and whatever may have been the condition in the past is no longer in the present. Or any of those circumstances that might have been a cause, that might have been there, are now not there in your life, in your mind, in your thought, in your being. The only thing that is present in your mind, your thought, and your being is that all is in divine order. Yes. Look at all the world and love it. When your child does something that disturbs you, you don't say, eternally you are cast out of my life. Eternally I will no longer accept you as my child. Eternally you are bad, bad, bad. Oh, my goodness sakes. If that were the thing that parents did with their children, no child would ever have a parent. They'd be all cast out. They'd all be disowned. No, the parent looks at the child and says, I see you as a brilliant, beautiful child. I see all in divine order. I see you doing that which is for your highest and best at all times. I see you wonderful. I see you fantastic. And the child may not be expressing that at the moment, but as you plant the seed, as you plant the seed in your consciousness of what you will see in your world, then you will see that child as being absolutely glorious, wonderful, most beautiful expression of its original purity and integrity, a most beautiful expression of all in divine order, of its highest and best. Whatever is its highest and best, it's similar for most of us, but it varies a little from here to there. Now, look at all the world and love it. Look at all the world and love it. Look at your children and love them. Love them. You do. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to tell you. Look at how you have a mate, how you have your spouse and how you love them. Look at how you have your government and you love it. You have your executive officers of your government and you love them and you see them doing what is for the highest and best of your country, and you don't judge what it is and you don't say what it is, you just speak that it is for the highest and best, and you let the divine principle work that out. But you put the cause in motion for the highest and best, for the most divine purpose, for the most wonderful, fulfilling, rewarding attitude the world has ever known. Look at all the world and love it.
Yes,
love it indeed. But this is an every moment, every day, every instant, every way expression of us as we look at the world and love it, as we look at life and love it, as we empower it to be that which it is, as we empower it to be the fullness and the glory and the goodness that it is. Oh my, yes. Can we train ourselves to do that? That's what the word is. We train ourselves to do that. For we are living in a world, perhaps, of illusions and appearances, and it's constantly changing. We're living in a world that knows no soundness, no firmness. It's a tendency toward one direction or another. But when we are not in the world or of the world, we may be in it but not of it, we are not touched by how the world responds to itself. We create the world in our image and our likeness. Now, is our image one of universal love, unconditional love? Is our image one of all is in divine order? Is our image one of I see everyone living to their highest and best? Is that our image? Is that our visualization? Is that who we are inside of ourselves? Well, if that's who we are inside of ourselves, you can be sure that is what you see in the world about you outside of yourself. Because all the world, as we have heard again and again and again, is a reflection of who we are within ourselves. Look at all the world and love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Delight in the stars and the moon. Delight in the planets. Delight in the atmosphere. Delight in the ambience of life as it is around us. Delight in the environment. Delight in everything. Delight in yourself. Oh, every time you think about yourself and you say, me, I, you say, I am whole and perfect. I am fantastic. I like me. I like me. I like me. And you will soon have that as your only experience and your only word that refers to who you are and what you are and why you are and all that good stuff. Like yourself. Like yourself with all of your being. And as you like yourself with all your being, your world is an exciting adventure. Your world is a reflection of all that is good and beautiful. Look at all the world and love it. Look at all the world and love it. Look at all the world and love it. When you think of your eyes, love them. When you think of your ears, your nose, your body, love it. Put your hands gently over your body in that energy massage, saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. When you pet your puppy dog or your cat or your child or your husband or your wife, say, I like me, I like me, I like me. When you're petting your dog and your husband and your wife and the cat and the dog, I like me. If you like yourself and you love them, then they will outpicture what you believe about yourself. And you love them, and they outpicture that love. You like them, and they outpicture that which you like about yourself. They are the reflection of the magic within you, of the magnificence that's within you. They are the expression of the allness that's within you. They are the expression of the life that's in you. Yes, look at all the world, and love it, love it, love it. And as you look at all the world and love it, you say, all is in divine order now. I love all of the creation I have in my world. And the creation are the people living far away and nearby. Wherever our thought is, that's our creation. And on and in and through all, I say, all is in divine order. On, in, and through all, I say, I see you whole and perfect now and forevermore. As you walk on fire, as you walk on water, as you teleport and communicate yourself here and there, as you do all of these magical, mystical things that may be to some people kind of strange and yet very wonderful and exciting, you're doing it now. You're doing it because you look at all the world and you love it. You look at wherever your thought takes you, and you see it glorious and good. You look at everywhere and everyone and every witch as being the ideal of your inner beingness, your original purity and and your original purity and integrity expressing itself right now. Know that and claim that and let that be who you are, for it truly is who you are and who I am. And life is wonderful. Look at all the world and love it. I look at all the world and love it, and you're in my world. And I love you. I love you. I love you.